shit's fire.
This is a fucking banger.
Ladies and gentlemen, cats, snakes, dogs, chicken, elderly people, workers, and twerkers.
Damn.
Turn it up.
I don't give a fuck. It's the ruckus. What the fuck you expect?
I body slapped my wife, my nigga, man.
What up? It's your boy, Keeping Mike. You're listening to 102.9 Tape Deck, and today I got a special guest in the building. I met this young lady a couple of weeks ago at a podcast event, and, you know, everybody in that building was saying thought-provoking words. Even I got on the mic and said some dope things around it because, you know, I got a big mouth. after the performance, there was a performance, and this young lady here got on the mic and killed it. Destroyed it and pretty much shattered the mic. I was able to talk to her later on, and, you know, we've been breaking bread ever since then. She's half Dominican, half Cuban, so, you know, she got that Cuban side in her, so I gotta be a little bit biased. And she's also nominated for a Latin Boston Award.
Yeah.
That's the way, Boston Music Award?
Yeah, Latin Artist of the Year for Boston Music Awards.
A lot of big words there. If they would have said Boston Awards, I've been all right, but you were nominated for Best Latin Artist.
Yeah, Latin Artist of the Year.
Yeah, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got Yelena in the building. What's going on, girl?
Thank you. Hola, mi gente. Thank you for letting me be here today. Extremely grateful, so thank you.
Yes. So, tell us about yourself.
let's see. I am, like you said, Cuban Dominican. I was born in Boston, but I actually was raised in Florida. I'm Cape Coral, Florida, to be specific. I moved from Boston to Florida when I was about 5 years old, stayed in Florida when I was till like 11 and then came back. And then since then, you know, been in Mass since then. I currently live in Brockton right now. I've only been living there for about 4 years. But nonetheless, that's in my demographic, as they say. Mm-hmm. And then I've been doing music since 2019. So I started my music career back in 2019. And then been singing since I was 7.
Okay, that's dope, man. So, hey, what was your inspiration, you know, to start off singing and break up those vocal cords?
Yeah, so my biggest inspiration, I would say, to this day is Selena, you know, not Gomez, but Selena Quintanilla. Mm-hmm. She, my father, you know, unknowingly introduced me to her when I was a child, and I pretty much fell in love with what she did and who she was and, you know, with music as well, too. And then I would say also God as well, you know, because I feel like we come into this world for a reason. And sometimes majority of us are given like God-given talents. And I feel like it would be, you know, such a shame to not utilize those talents for good reasons. So.
Yeah. I think that's very vital because, you know, I try to be spiritual myself. And I remember there was this interview I heard, and this guy, he said that, you know, God gives everybody a spark and the ability to shine.
Yep.
So everybody got, you know, while you're in this world and in this earth, you're able to, like, you know, make something out of yourself and have everybody got that shine. Mm-hmm. If you don't believe in that shine and that brightness, that's when the dim comes down and the darkness comes. So you got to find whatever shine you have that God give you and make the best out of it.
Yeah,
so
I
100% agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you, with you singing, do you write your own music?
I do write my own music, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And again, like I said, I used to write back in the day, so they started one of those things with poetry, and then with poetry, it went to the next level with music.
Yeah. For me, it was kind of like, I think it was the other way around. I started writing songs when I was a child, and then as I got older, I started to get into poetry. And stuff. And so I did like a mix of poetry and writing, you know, songs as I got older.
So was it gloomy stuff at first, talking about how the world's dark and everybody's doing you wrong? Or was something happy? what kind of mood when you
honestly
look at your surroundings and be like, damn it?
No, I mean, I think a lot of it as a child, from what I remember, was like love stuff, but also like stuff about, I don't know, yeah, like stuff I saw around the world or stuff or that I saw in movies, like anything that I could see that, to be honest, I didn't really relate to, because what 7-year-old knows about heartbreak? But I wrote stuff that, you know, I kind of felt like interested in. Like, I remember writing a song about being a badass or about being a woman who doesn't really give a fuck, you know, excuse my language, like stuff like that, anything that came to mind.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to play this joint here, Rumba. So
all right.
Rumba, Rumba, Rumba. That's a Cuban little thing right there we got there. What was the motivation behind this joint?
Yeah, so Rumba is about someone who pretty much, you know, comes back into your life. Could be someone who's toxic, could be someone that ended up breaking your heart, ended up going ghost on you, and it's someone that, you know, you pretty much loved. And the whole point of the song is talking about how this person was someone who always did like a back and forth with you, which is why I titled it Rumba, because Rumba is like a dance, you know, you go back and forth. And you know, it's an experience I dealt with myself, with someone, you know, but it's, you know, it was a learning experience. And that's kind of how the song came about, you know.
Well, this individual better think they lucky stars for this. yeah, so we're going to get to this joint here, Rumba, yo. 102.9 Tape Deck, keep it right. Let's rock it out, y'all.
En el pasado,
quieres saber
si todavía me tiene sus manos. Recuerdas mi voz, extrañas mi piel.
That was Rumba by the homie Jelena. Now, for the record, do you prefer Jelena or Jelena?
Jelena.
All right. Yeah. I got it right the first time. Nice. Now, I'm going to speak like an unknown person. I never met you before because I just got the hold of this single, and I'm going to play the next joint that you gave me, Diabla.
Yep.
Those two songs were Spanish.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any English songs also?
I do, yeah.
All mm-hmm. right. Is it more challenging doing English or Spanish, or you feel comfortable with both of them?
Writing in Spanish is a bit challenging, to be honest. Yeah.
And being the fact that you're Latina, is it How do you feel like to like extend you were able to represent Latinidad in Massachusetts?
I'm trying. I mean, I'm, you know, being nominated for Latin Artist of the Year, it made me, it made me really just like keep reminding myself that I really need to try my best to always connect with the Latin community here in Mass, and especially try to connect with more Latin artists, even if we don't do the same thing, you know, because, you know, I feel very proud to be a Latina, especially to be an Afro-Latina. Mm-hmm. I normally don't like to use titles, but, you know, I do like to recognize, you know, where I come from and my background. And I, you know, I want to try everything I can to try to connect with people within my community, whether it's with the Dominicans, whether it's with the Cubans, which there's not too many in Massachusetts, unfortunately. But at least I would like to try to connect with all, you know, types of Latinos, where, you know, wherever, no matter where they come from, you know?
So. Yeah. And again, it's dope that you're able to represent both sides and the Afro-Latina, even though we don't like, I don't like being labeled, but, you know, it is what it is in that department. And for the fact that now we're able to bring a voice and awareness on what's going on. Because you got both sides. So you got Dominican, Puerto Rican, and you got Afro-Latina, and being a woman in the industry.
Yeah.
So I could just only imagine stuff you have to go through behind the scenes and all the, all the nonsense behind the scenes. So I get it. So, okay, one more thing. When you got the call that you were nominated, what was your reaction?
I was, like, working, and my friend at the time who was, like, managing me, she, like, I got a text from her, and she was like, oh, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, congratulations on what? Is what I thought to myself. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she was like, you were nominated. I'm like, nominated for what? So then she showed me, I think she sent me, like, a screenshot of the nominations for that, for the Latin Artist of the Year category. And when I saw it, I was, of course, I was excited, but I didn't know what to expect, but I was confused. Yeah. I was like, is this a game? Because I haven't been in this music scene for that much of, like, for not that long.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people who are nominated, you know, whether it's in that category, any other of the categories, who've been doing this much longer than me.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, I felt very proud, but I also kind of, like, doubted myself. But I know I shouldn't doubt myself. But, you know, it just goes to show that there's people watching, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I saw you a couple of weeks ago, not in the station, so thank you.
You're welcome.
101 thank yous, man.
Of course.
Man, so let's play this next joint here, Diabla. Mm-hmm. That's the latest joint that we got here, right?
Yes.
And you you had a listening party on Saturday.
I did,
which,
yes.
I'm sorry I had to leave early. There,
it's okay.
Next time.
Of course.
Yes,
there's,
I got you on
more.
That one. Yes, plenty more, and I'll definitely be there for the next party.
Of course.
How was that event?
It was great. Yeah. I loved it so much. Everyone who, you know, truly is, you know, means a lot to me was there. People who I just met, just like you, were also came through, which was super, super nice. So, you know, I love creating new friendships, and I felt very grateful that night. I felt very alive that night, and it just helps me more and more to keep on going, because it's not tough being in, you know, an independent artist, especially an artist who's just starting out, and, you know, you still have to work a 9-to-5, like, it's not easy. So it really was just another reminder for me to just keep going and to not give up. So,
yeah. And what was, let me decode this, Diabla, what was behind this one? This devilish joint.
I mean, the idea came from just like, I don't know. It was just kind of like the idea, you know, like just seeing on social media how sometimes, you know, women want to act a little bit devilish or fall into their dark feminine, if you know what that means.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how the idea came about, and I just kind of put myself in another, like, perspective, like, of me being that type of woman who, you know, just doesn't really give a fuck, who may steal your man if they feel like it. Like, I don't know. But
so in other words, we on demon time up in here.
Pretty much.
We on demon time here, just doing all the wrongs in the world with a smile on people's face. Trifling. Just trifling.
Pretty much.
All right, so let's get to this joint, Diabla, yo. 102.9 taped, and let's rock it out.
Por la noche me ven caminando corazón. Déjame volarte. Solo quiero decirte.
That was Diabla by the homie Jelena. Dope, dope joint right here. So we almost about to wrap it up out here. So what's next up for here, homie?
So right now I'm currently working on my EP. It's my first EP ever. So it's my biggest project that I'm going to be releasing in the spring. I would say we'll aim for March, but I'm going to say the spring time. So that's the biggest thing I'm working on right now. And then, you know, other behind the scenes stuff that, you know, I can't really say, but you know, there's a lot of stuff that's in the works right now, you know, trying to do what we can to wrap up the year. And I do have a show coming up towards the end of this month that's going to be at the Jungle. It's being showcased by the Good Music Showcase. The curator is DJ Alcide. So that's going to be coming up towards the end of this month. And then I have another show coming up in January on the 15th at Yaz's Kitchen, who's being thrown by a local, also Latin artist, Skip the Dip. So I have a good amount of stuff coming up. I have a good amount of stuff coming up. Things working that I'm working on. So
yeah. We're cooking out here.
Uh-huh.
Dope. I'm tempted to put one more audio, and I want to play a clip from the episode that you did on the Show and Tell. I want to play that clip real quick.
Okay.
And you know, just break back because we were talking that talk,
mm-hmm.
and when you talked your talk, I mean, like I said, you dropped the mic twice that night. You dropped it twice. So I want to play a quick of that.
All right.
And shout out to Show and Tell podcast.
Mm-hmm. My background, I'm Cuban Dominican. My father is Cuban. My mother's Dominican.
I said it.
And this subject is kind of a tough subject for me because my father always talks to me about all the things he went through when he came to this country and all the things he had to go through when he's in this country. I don't know if a lot of y'all know the situation that's going on with Cuba and America. It's been going on for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really like to talk about it because I don't like to talk about politics, but I'll talk about politics when needed. And for me, knowing the story of my dad and the things he's been through, one thing that he's always told me is that when he was here, he went through a lot of racism, of course. And his skin tone is a little bit darker than mine. One, Americans try to tell him that he had to call himself John because his name in English means John. His name is Diego. Two, with everything that he had to fight for, till this day, my father cannot even go back to his own country due to the situation that's going on, right? So when I think of course, that is our story, but this is the reason why. If you have family that are immigrants in this country, this is the reason why you need to know your power. Like you said over there, my sister, you have to know your power and you have to use your voice so that there could be someone that was in your position and that I had a parent that was in the same position as my father that can look at your story and tell themselves that they can keep going. Because a lot of the things is that there's a lot of immigrants, especially the immigrants that I always think of are immigrants currently right now, the ones that are in those camps, the ones that try to come over here. And, you know, the whole situation that was going on with, like, the camps in Texas or whatever, where the immigrants from, like, Mexico, or a lot of them were from Central America who were being sexually abused. A lot of things was going on with them. Those are immigrants where we constantly have to speak about them, but we also have to talk about, too, how, depending where we come from, we all are lucky in some ways, but we all need to recognize our privilege and our power.
Wow. Yo. I'm going to say this because I know you're half Dominican and half Cuban. Let's put the Dominican for a second because y'all been running Massachusetts since forever. I lived in Lawrence, so I know how y'all put it down and represent for y'all culture. But being the fact that, like you said, ain't too many Cubans out here and you got a chance to tell your dad's story, that touched me because that's my story. That's my parents' story. And, you know, just like your dad, my parents can't go back neither. So I first and foremost want to say thank you for getting on that mic and telling your truth.
Of course.
Well, not even telling the truth, telling the truth, because I know the new thing now is tell your truth, but even when you tell your truth, sometimes you're lying and you're fibbing, but you told the truth of what's going on in that island. So once again, greatly appreciated.
Of course.
And, you know, we'll edit this out, but you want to touch politics for one quick minute?
Of course.
Politics. What's the politics behind it that you didn't want to touch on, if you remember?
Well, I mean, what I pretty much wanted to touch upon was about the fact, I think just about the fact about how some Cubans can't even go back to their own country. And a lot of it stems from, you know, the situations that happened since the 60s and up till now, and then with Castro, and then with Trump, like, removing the, what is it called?
Wait for
Trump. Yeah.
No, that wasn't Trump. That wasn't Trump.
Or was it Obama?
It was Obama.
Okay. I always get them confused.
Nah, it was Obama.
Okay, yeah. So with that, that's where, you know, it's kind of a really touchy subject for me because there were times where my dad would, you know, kind of tell me sometimes like, oh, like for example, like he'll be waiting for his work permit to come in, right? He always has to renew it. So there'd be times where it would take so long that my dad was worried that he wouldn't get it because they were probably going to deport him. And there were times when that would happen or when he was kind of like feeling that way, he'd be like, oh, you know, if I end up having to go back, like, just know, like, this is what's going to happen, or this is what you're going to have to prepare for. And, you know, that's kind of stuff like no child would want to hear, you know, like, I can't imagine, I'm an only child. So like, I can't imagine just like my dad having to go back and it's just me and my mom, you know, like it just that just doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it feels to not have two parents in the household, you know, like, and, you know, I know everyone's background is different. There's some people who can relate to not having two parents. But for me, it was just very heartbreaking every time he would say that. Like, I just, you know, and he's the only man in my life that I truly trust, you know. So, like, it was just very heartbreaking for me. And, you know, the idea of deportation and the issues that comes with immigration, it's just, I think that's one of the things that I really want to touch upon because it's just very touchy, you know, like you know, and I know there's people out there who can relate. I know there's famous actors, like one in particular, I forget her name, but she's based in Boston. She talks about the story about her parents were deported and how it happened and everything. And, you know, and it's just, that's just something heartbreaking. I feel like I would never want to go through. And And I would not want anyone else to go through that, you know. But yeah.
No one wants to go back. I mean, especially with Cubans, because you're not going back to something nice. You're going back to a dictatorship. So I know your dad must have told you the story, just like my parents told you the story. They're going back to something really cruel and nasty. So overall, I know with immigration, it's a touchy topic right now, where either people coming in, however they're coming in, and they don't know how to control the situation. It's a touchy subject.
Right.
And however. I mean, however you could get by here, get by whatever protocol you got to follow, like follow it, because there's other stories I've heard behind the scenes. I mean, I have friends of mine that, you know, they didn't know that. No, not friends. I had friends of friends that I knew of that they didn't know they were illegal here the whole time because their parents never told them. So once they were on their way to get like a scholarship, on their way to an Ivy League school, they're like, yo, we can't let you in because you don't got the proper information. Then they go to their parents like, oh, no, you weren't here. You came here the wrong way or whatever the law says, and they had to go through a whole bunch of nonsense. Some couldn't even get into these schools. Some other kids that I knew how to deal with DACA, which is a whole other different. It was a lot. It was a lot. So, I mean, hopefully we get this thing right and situated. And, you know, I hope everybody could power through whatever situation they're going through, man. So, yes. And on that note, on that happy note, Yelena, gracias.
Muchas gracias.
You always got a home here, 102.9, until my boss gets rid of me, but he's never going to do that because I'm a great guy. And this is your boy, Keeper Mike. You can listen to 102.9 Tape Deck. You can catch me every Friday, 7 to 8. Same tape deck time, same tape deck channel. We out of here. Pati vida. I'm out.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.